This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
That was Kamala Harris. That was the comedian, Kamala Harris. Elections matter. America got what we, finger quotes, voted for in the coup. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to another hour of amazing radio, if I do say so myself. Yeah. We got what we voted for. I'd say we did. Almost, what, eight? It was 520,000 Ukrainians that have fled the country. Now it's up to 800,000. The number of Ukrainians that are fleeing is growing by the minute. Oh, by the way, hey, Mexico. In the event of a war, we would definitely bring you over. But otherwise, why don't you stay home? The Ukrainians are leaving because they have a reason to leave. See, this is why border situations are supposed to work, where we bring you in under a humanitarian effort. But not otherwise. I got this report. As of March the 2nd, over 800,000 people left the Ukraine. Now, keep in mind, by March the February 28th, it was 500,000. So we've got 300,000 more people leaving the Ukraine, and they say most are crossing at the Polish border. 50,000 people looking for safety arriving in Poland per day. 50,000 per day. Here's what they wrote. Roughly 453,000 refugees have reached Ukraine's western border via foot, bus, car, or train. Here's where I come back to this, folks. I don't know who's right and who's wrong. Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong. I went off Frank Sinatra on you. I don't know. Neither do you. We can guess. Now, here's what you can say. Oh, well, Russia's being a bully. Perhaps. I'm not going to lie to you. It could be. Putin is known for being a bully. That's what they tell us, right? That's what we're spoon-fed. We talk about Russian oligarchs. We talk about mean people in Russia all the time. Are there any mean people in the United States? I'm just curious. Do we have any? Because I know we have liberals here. I know we have leftists. I know we have Democrats. I know we have so-called progressives. So I know we have evil people. What are they looked at? What are they called over there? What do they call Hillary Clinton and James Comey and Eric Holder and Barack Obama and crazy Joe Biden and many others? What do they call them? Anyway. I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but here's what I do know. I know it would take a lot for me to leave my home. What would it take for you? What is the threat when somebody says, hey, they're coming in, and you go, we better get out of here? What does it take? Do you ever want to feel that in the United States? I would never want to feel that. I would never want my children to feel that level of threat. So from a Ukrainian perspective, maybe that's the way they felt the whole time. That would be a horrible thing. I don't know, but I will tell you this. Russia is, you know, Russians are probably going, look, I don't want to feel the threat. I don't want to feel the threat of somebody coming in for us, you know, NATO setting up on our border, etc. So, again, I don't know who's right and who's wrong, but I'll tell you this. I wouldn't want to be running. I wouldn't want to be one of the, what, 69 million people that, according to the UN, are on the run from a country? You know where most of these people are running from? They're running from Middle Eastern and African countries led by despots and the people who allow this to happen. Who do you think's been working with them over the past few decades? If you said Democrats, you'd be right. Hillary Clinton has black book. She's got speed dial with most of these people. Barack Obama's on speed dial with him. Joe Biden is empowering him. He's buying their oil, for goodness sakes. Here's what they said. The UNHCR, which is, I guess, the Human Something Commission, estimates released yesterday suggested that 12 million people in Ukraine and 4 million refugees from the country will need relief and protection over the coming months. Joe Biden has displaced millions of people. And this sister girl is, I mean, can you believe this chick? Can you believe Kamala Harris? Elections have consequences, and we got what they voted for. I said the other day, do you think that Ukraine is saying, God, where's Donald Trump? We need him. You think Taiwan's going, God, please put Donald Trump back in office. Now, for those who think, oh, Kevin's a Trumper, I'm not a Trumper. Put DeSantis in. I mean, I don't care. I happen to think a Trump-DeSantis ticket would be great. For a lot of reasons. DeSantis, would he be ready to be president? Probably. Trump's more ready. It's just that simple. Look, if you said to me, Kevin, who do you like better? I've been with both of them. And DeSantis is a nice guy. I mean, he's not like he's Mr. Personality, but he's a nice guy. We can have a beer together, no question about it. He's probably more likable in the sense of, you know, of an executive, but he's not a Ronald Reagan in the sense of his demeanor. Not by a long shot. I call him blue collar, but he'll surprise you. He's that dude that you will underestimate because you don't think he's as smart as he is, but he's a brilliant guy. So is Trump. I think DeSantis is just as brash as Trump, quite frankly, but right now Trump is the whipping boy. Even though, as I mentioned the other day, Donald Trump is being, you can't whip up on him too much because now we got Putin. Putin is the big, bad, ugly guy. Anyway, they said, although the rallying of the European community is generally seen as commendable, the treatment of non-white refugees has come under increased scrutiny. We're racializing the big exodus. On March 1st, for example, Nigeria's government condemned the handling of Nigerian and other African refugees by Ukrainian border officials who allegedly prioritized the evacuation of white Ukrainians. It never ends, people. Oh, my goodness. We got a great show for you today. I'm going to talk about a show that I watched on, one of these channels. It was actually a really good show. You should check. Listen to what comes up next. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm watching this series on my competitor's network, and it's called Inventing Anna. And I was prompted to do so by some acquaintances by the name of John and Christy, whom I met over the weekend. And I binge-watched this show about a girl who's pretended to be a German heiress. Anna Dev of something. I forget her last name. Delvey. Anna Delvey. And the girl, the reason why I watched it was partially because the girl that plays Ruth in Ozark, which is a series I've been watching since it started, but the girl that plays Ruth plays Anna. And Anna's this girl. This has this very German and Russian accent, a little really strange. And she's a, I mean, she's a weird chick, but she knows couture. She knows, I'm talking high fashion, shoes, purses, jewelry, etc. And she's a total, I don't want to say she's a total scam artist, but as I'm watching this series, you know what I'm thinking the entire time? And maybe some of you have seen it. I'm thinking, that is the epitome of leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I could talk about this series in so many ways because as you watch her, you marvel at her brilliance in moving through high society. There's so many lessons. There's so many lessons in human nature. And her lawyer, the guy who plays her lawyer, did a great job. He sums up how he says there's a little bit of Anna in all of us. You tweak your resume a little bit. You tweak your online profile when you're looking for a mate on Match.com or something like that, right? You're always tweaking the story. And it got me thinking about discussions I had with my buddies over the weekend when I said to them, when we went on a ski weekend, and I said, hey, look, I said this to the youngsters, but I said it to everybody. I said, you can almost tell the difference between a conservative and a leftist by just listening to what they say. If they want to brag about the things that they have, they're left-leaning. If they have things and you just kind of learn about it, they're right, on the right side. In other words, if you're super rich and you don't, if you have friends that are super rich and you don't really know, they're conservatives. If you have friends that claim to be super rich and they may or may not be, you can be guaranteed they're leftists. And this show with Anna on so many levels shows, first of all, her confidence about having her money was an elixir for the left. Nobody knew it. They thought it. She was the epitome of fake it till you make it. And I'm going to tell you something, people. I will tell you something up front. There are people that have said to me, Kevin, don't go on your radio show and ask people for money or tell them you need this. Act as if, and you'll actually get more money. And here's the sad truth. They're 100% right. If I came on here and said, oh, man, look, the Flick Fest is moving like crazy. We just got a whole new round of funding, which, by the way, we did. But if I came on here and bragged about it and said, oh, my gosh, we got $1 million from so-and-so. They're kicking in, and this guy's kicking in, and this, that, and the other. People are, oh, my God, everybody's kicking in. I better kick in. And for the record, we have gotten a nice little injection of cash into the Flick Fest. But is it there? No. But if I pulled an Anna and says, well, this is really growing, it's growing big, and this and that, and I've got this person, blah, 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 people would be clamoring. It's human freaking nature. You got to watch the series. Because the series is going to teach you something about yourself. You know what I found myself doing? There's a part of you that goes, wow, that is a glamorous life. It is. There was the 30-year-old version of me going, dude, you know, you could easily have been in those circles. Circles that we don't even know. Money and power beyond your imagination. You want to know why? Because you don't ever think about it that way. We are ordinary folks that just say, you know, life is for us is about being soccer moms and dads and baseball dads and moms and gymnastics and the occasional good meal out. You know, the occasional vacation. These people live their party, man. No, I look at that show and I go, no wonder these people don't want to go back to a regular life. It is nothing but one lavish party. Let me tell you something. I don't own a lot of fancy clothes, but when I see the couture of some, the suits and the stuff that these people wear, you're just like, wow. Let me put it a different way. If you saw the wardrobe that this chick had, there's no way as a woman you could watch that and go, boy, that would be great to have the best designers dressing you every day. And in her case, wanting to do it. If you don't think, I'll use myself as an example. When I used to go on Fox, I would get things like, Kevin, what tie were you wearing and who made that suit? It was a great looking suit. And I would go, okay, well, that's a Hart Schaffner Mark suit, or it's a Hugo Boss suit. And I was wearing Zegna ties, Zegna or Pancaldi. And it got to the point where I said, man, I'm spending thousands of dollars on my wardrobe telling people where to get. I need to go get a deal. So I talked to a guy who said, Kevin, I might be able to find a clothier who can, you know, who will work with you. And can you imagine? I was excited. Here, somebody's going to dress me and put me in the, you know, because I'm going to tell you, the average person going out, you look average. Can you imagine somebody clothing you, putting on the, you know, the right I mean, even something as simple as your eyeglasses, making sure that every one of your appointments, the shoes and everything fit. I've seen it. I was down at a show when I was doing a Steve Hilton show. I was in Beverly Hills. I went to a shop where this dude made custom men's clothes. I was blown away. It would have cost me $10,000 to outfit myself in this guy's stuff. And of course, I don't have that kind of coin. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to tell people I do. I have lots of money and I can get that done. Right, in my dream. But let me tell you, did I know how I would look in that? What if I wore that somewhere and knowing what I know about how to pull off, you know, all the nonsense that rich people like to hear? And every time they saw me, I was dressed to the hilt. New suit, new let me tell you, an elixir, a drug. And this girl knew how to use it. Oh, my God. She knew art. It was fun to watch. And she had what they call the dialectic memory, where she could look at something and know it instantaneously. But her ability to put things together, let me tell you, folks, that mind was something to see. It was something to behold. And it's also a cautionary tale, because as I was watching it, I could see how people can easily be brought into that and never want to leave it. They profile one guy. He's the guy that he acts kind of as her attorney, and he sets everything in motion with one checkbox. And this is the guy they said, when Mr. So-and-so, I think his name was Reed, when Mr. Reed comes in, he gets the first racquetball court. And after things went awry, he no longer got the first racquetball court. Anyway, I'll touch more on it here in a bit. We're talking about the show Inventing Anna.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chairman Joe Manchin, the centrist Democrat from West Virginia, said it's now time for the Biden administration to stop importing oil from Russia.
What we need to do right now is make sure that we are able to lead by showing the rest of the world how much that we support Ukraine. And we will shut off the revenues every way we possibly can that goes into Putin and to Russia. That product has been coming at an average of over 500,000 barrels a day. It's up to 670,000. doesn't, and that can be stopped.
The West Virginia Democrat also said that building up our domestic natural gas infrastructure would reduce costs, create jobs, and give the U.S. geopolitical power at a very crucial time. U.S. employers added 678,000 jobs in February, and the Labor Department's report shows that the unemployment rate has dropped from 4% to a pandemic low of 3.8%. This is USA Radio News. The NFL is ending the COVID protocols, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. After almost 2 years of restrictions, the NFL and its Players Association are agreeing to stop all aspects of their joint COVID-19 protocols. There will be no more mask requirements, tracking devices, surveillance testing, or capacity limits. The only COVID rules to be enforced next season will be those mandated by state or local laws.
Two big names in Japanese electronics and autos are joining together to produce an electric vehicle. Sony and Honda have agreed to set up a joint venture to start selling an electric vehicle by 2025. The plan is to bring together Honda's expertise in mobility development, technology, and sales with Sony's imaging, telecommunication, network, and entertainment. The joint venture will develop and design the product, but will use Honda's plant for manufacturing. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Inventing Anna, Netflix release, is a Shonda Rhimes series. And I was able to catch it because of some acquaintances who said to me, Kevin, you got to watch this. And I watched it because the girl that plays Ruth in Ozarks, in the thing Ozark, it's a series, is playing this German socialite who fakes her way into the New York social scene. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This story is fascinating to me because, see, it so explains leftism. How much it wants to be part of something bigger than itself, that it's willing to glom onto the fake. They said the series follows journalist Vivian Kent as she investigates the case of Anna Delvey, a Russian-born German socialite who scammed banks, hotels, and rich acquaintances out of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's a 9-episode series that shows Delvey at high and low points in her con artist career. In one shot, we see her sitting on the front row at a London fashion week, while in another, she appears to be in prison. The series was inspired by an in-depth feature by journalist Jessica Pressler in New York Magazine, which was published in 2019. Who is Anna Delvey and what did she do? And I swear, look, this is what I want to be producing on the Flick Fest. I want to showcase this type of thing, but what I'm telling you is what Netflix is showing you, and they don't even know it if you do decide to watch it, and I suggest you do. They're showing you leftism at its finest. Anna Delvey was a pseudonym used by a German woman named Anna Sorokin, who moved to New York in 2013. Under the fake name, Sorokin pretended to be a wealthy German heiress in order to establish herself in the New York social scene. This girl got people to buy her the best clothes, to loan her private jets. She was on the top list of every, big event in the city, seen by everybody, wearing the best of clothes with the best of appointments and what have you. What's funny, she was not a friendly person. She was not a good person. It's funny. I tell people this all the time. Look at these TV shows, Mean Girls and all this. Who stays on the longest in a reality show? Who gets over in the world of Holly Weirdo TV? Is it the good guy or the bad guy? Is it the good girl or the bad girl? Who wins? The antagonist, not the protagonist, wins in leftist world. This is exactly what's happening here. This girl is not nice. She's rude. She's insensitive. And you know what? The more rude and insensitive she is, the more people want to help her. Can you imagine, folks, as conservatives, that the ruder I was to you, the more insensitive. You know, my father died. Listen, okay, great. So I was, what we were talking about was you getting me that money that we had talked about. Kevin, I mentioned my father died. Yeah, I heard you. Can you? That's the type of insensitivity. I'm not going to give it away, but here's what I'll tell you. This girl got people to do things for her. She openly, blatantly used people. Blatantly. Whatever she needed to get to. Now, I will say this. I will say this. This girl showed tenacity like you never believe. If someone had helped her get to where she was, which there's a part of me that says you can't help people like that because they will never, ever appreciate it, and they're psychopathically bad. They are. I wouldn't call her a pathological liar like Biden, which is, I think, the worst thing you can be, one of the worst things. But I would say that her pathology was dangerous. It reminds me of a Hillary Clinton. And you'll see shades of lots of girls you knew growing up. I'll give you an example. Meghan Markle is a version of her. Fake it till you make it. The only difference with Meghan Markle and this girl, Anna Sorkin, is that Meghan Markle is pretty. How many New York socialites do you think use their pretty, or in the case of guys, use their handsomeness? You got to see this. This thing is unbelievable. So I'm trying to remember all the people that they profile. One other quick point. Do you know that the way that she got super popular, the irony of this doesn't go unnoticed on me. She got super popular through social media. I want you to imagine you're photographed. You know what it reminds me of? Schindler's List. You remember how Oscar Schindler got popular? He dressed up in really nice suits. He spent all his money. He dressed up in really nice suits. He went to popular Nazi events. This is no different than New York. All the socialists, right? All the socialites, they want to be seen. In his case, he went to all these Nazi parties. He got his pictures taken with these guys, and he found out who was the big wig there, and he sent them a basket with all the things that were tough to get. Caviar, special cheeses and meats and fruits and veggies and candies and whatever. And he'd send a basket that says, thank you very much. And he'd send them each with a picture of somebody higher ranking than they were. And that's how he got on he became popular. And I mean, in his case, Oscar Schindler did it. He used his powers for good. He saved millions of lives in posterity. That's what happened to him. A catharsis hit him. He figured out a way to get rich by doing nothing. He started out with this thing very lefty thinking. Now, some of us will say, well, Kevin, right people think like that too. Yeah, there are. There are some people on the right who will go, you know what? If this will be for the greater good and I can make a couple of bones, cool. But in his case, he flipped and said, this is not right. I'm going to save these people. I don't think that's what would have happened with Anna Sorkin, a.k.a. Anna Delvey. But this girl would hang out at the best places. She would be in let me put it this way. She made herself look more attractive because she wore stuff that you just go, wow. You were so caught up in the outfit, you forget. And let's be honest. You can put on enough makeup and stuff these days. I could make, you know, Rosie O'Donnell look pretty. I know. Come on, Kevin, stop it. I know. But, okay, maybe not Rosie. But you get what I'm saying. I can make an average girl look really nice with makeup. So that's what she did. She went to the fanciest hairdressers, and people wanted to do it. The lady that made her clothes when she was in jail was a designer who wanted to do it. You want to know why? Because it was going to get her name out there. And that's exactly what it did. She used people to raise her status. Now, she wanted to build a very, very exclusive place for the super rich to come and hang out, spend money, etc. Even her mission was so crazy. I mean, the idea that this, like, the super rich don't have enough places to go. And she got the best architects. And to hear the interviews in this, why people would work with them, they'd say, they didn't even need the money. They would say, I only work where somebody's name. You got to show me that you can get the top people, and then I'll come in. I got more work than I can shake a stick at. Folks, what I'm telling you is this. There is a cabal of wealth and power and influence, and it's name dropper that will blow your mind. I thought I knew wealthy people. You know what I know? I know wealthy conservatives. It's a whole different thing. I did not know this other world. I've never been in it. Where they open doors for you. They why you get the front seat in a restaurant? I never even considered. Who cares where are you? Sit me. Where, is there a seat available? These people know, nope, you need the front seat because it's the guy that runs Goldman Sachs. And he wants that seat because he wants to be seen by everybody else coming into the place. It is unreal. I want you to watch it to understand the world of leftism and why people have to stay, why they cannot leave. What is the big elixir? I saw it with my own eyes. People staying in places, $10,000, $20,000 a day, getting, you know, you just have to, in order to know your enemy, you must understand the enemy. This will give you an eye-opening view of how things work. By the way, she went to jail. All the people who helped her perpetrate her crimes of sorts did not go to jail. In some cases, got promotions. You got to watch that series.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When I think about the show and Danny Anna and the left in general, how they fake it till they make it, but well beyond what they should. I mean, it comes a point where you go, look, here's who I am. And people can accept that or not. I get it. I really do. The allure of, you know, hanging around a celebrity. I'm no rich guy. People still want to hang around me because there's a bit of celebrity that comes with it. I think it's hysterical that some of my friends see it that way. But if it gives you more credibility or it makes you feel better, great. But I'm just an ordinary dude. I don't see myself much differently. But I will say, yeah, I understand it. I do. I don't even get mad at it. Because there's a part of me that wanted that years ago. I mean, I'll be blunt. I did. And I probably, if you're being truthful, at some point in your life, you may have wanted it, the limelight or whatever. But there comes a point where I think you outgrow it. Democrats don't. Democrats quest money and power, and they will do anything for it. And it just never goes away. You know, we ask the same, is there such a thing as too much money? there's a part of me that says, no way, you get what you earn. But there's a point where it doesn't matter anymore. Elon Musk is well beyond that point. Soros, Zuckerberg, many others. We've allowed them to become filthy rich. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't mean it in a disparaging way. I'm saying we vote with our pocketbooks and we've given them lots of money. Sometimes it's great ideas like Tesla. Great idea. I mean, if you had said to me there's going to be another car company that was going to defeat GM and all of them, I would have said to you, no way. And here he is, the number one car dealer, automobile manufacturer in the world, and the richest guy in the world. And he's parlayed that into many, many other things. Good for him, especially because he's on our side. I hope he puts his money to good use. But we have this other group of people that they get us into trouble. They won't look at things pragmatically. It's funny. I'm going to give you more. I did civil discourse. I'm going to give you more on this guy. What I thought it ended didn't end. I didn't get to it the rest of the day because I wanted to talk the rest of this broadcast because I wanted to talk about some other things like inventing Anna and this stupid sister girl VP that we got as part of the coup. So anyway, she was making the rounds, Kamala Harris. And it was her ability to talk about a subject and make clarity with it all. It is amazing how ignorant this woman is. I'm just going to play a couple of clips. Well, here's what we're going to do. Let's play the first one where she says election matters and she's laughing. I want you to hear the audience. They're kind of tepid. They're like, yeah, we know we cheated, but yeah, I guess elections do matter. Here it is.
Because as we all know, elections matter. And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for. I went off script a little bit.
I mean, that is, first of all, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. That's your vice president. If you want to think of her that way, who is essentially mocking us over a cheated election. And you hear people just barely clapping because they know they cheated. You know, she's rubbing in, not the win, she's rubbing in the cheat. And here's what's interesting. She's rubbing it in a time where that should be the last thing on her mind. She's rubbing it in when Joe Biden and team have gotten us into a practical war with the Soviet, with Russia, will soon be the Soviet Union again, but with Russia, we've got Bidenflation through the roof. We've got scandals on top of scandals that are directly tied to Joe Biden and team, and she's mocking us. But it gets worse. Here's when she had to defend their record. We got two clips to play. And here's what I want you to do as you listen to this. Ask yourself, are you getting any answers? So here's the clip. First clip.
Okay, let's talk about high priorities when it comes to inflation. The new CBS poll found 70% of Americans disapprove of the administration's handling of inflation. What do you say to those people who say gas prices are just too high, I can't get peanut butter, everything costs more? What are you going to do?
Listen, people are struggling, especially working people, in terms of the price of gas and food. And the reasons include what we need to do to address what happened through the pandemic in terms of supply chain issues, which was a reduction of the availability of goods, and so the prices went up. We also need to deal with one of the biggest issues, which is the cost of living. It's too expensive for working families.
Welcome back, everybody. So the clip got cut, but here's what I'll tell you. She never offered a solution. She says people are struggling. The pandemic created supply chain issues, which meant there was a reduction in the availability of goods. Therefore, the prices went up. And housing went up. She's telling you all the things that they created. And what's her excuse? The pandemic. Yeah, that's what did it. They're doubling down on it. And she thinks we're going to forget. Trust me, folks, we're not going to forget. I'm not talking about conservatives. I'm talking about Americans in general are not going to forget. But anyway, she appears on Stephanopoulos as well. He asks pretty much the same question. I'm going to ask you again. Do you get an answer? And it isn't because we're cutting a clip. Just listen. She's restating the problem without giving any answers. And I'm saving you from having to hear the whole interview because she never gives an answer. But here you go. Here's her answer when she's queried by Stephanopoulos.
But, you know, I think that we have seen progress, but there's certainly more work to do.
And the American people certainly are not feeling it right now. At least that's what's showing up in the polls. Can the president provide the kind of relief that is necessary to prevent a Democratic rout in November?
Well, listen, the president made clear last night, part of what we as leaders in the United States, both in the Congress and in the executive branch, need to do is we need to pay attention to the needs of American families. And that is why we are saying, for example, on the issue of child care, working families shouldn't pay more than 7% of their income in child care. Families shouldn't have to go broke taking care of their children. Let's bring down the cost of prescription drugs. So many folks in our country, or when we have relatives who have diabetes, insulin can cause people to literally make decisions about whether they buy food or have life-saving drugs. And so let's bring down the cost of working families, and individuals don't pay more than $35 a month for insulin. These are the things that we are attempting to do. The president also, I thought, did a spectacular job of trying to appeal to American leaders, regardless of party affiliation, to come together in a unified way around these issues that impact people regardless of who they voted for in the last election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, can Biden avoid a rout? I love her answer. As leaders in the U.S., we need to pay attention to the needs of American families. It was a simple question. Can you avoid a rout? So what she's saying is no, because we haven't been paying attention to the needs of American families. And I love they always give you the numbers, child care. You shouldn't pay more than 7% of child care. Who says? Who says you shouldn't pay more than what percentage for college? Who says you shouldn't pay more than this percentage for your automobile? Who says you shouldn't pay more than this percentage for your food or your shelter? Who says? Arbitrary? No way for you to determine what I should pay for whatever I may want, gold standard child care. And then, what is, let me just get into this, cost of prescription drugs. You know who drove down the cost of prescription drugs? You do know. Of course you know. Donald Trump. You know who raised the price of prescription drugs? Captain Demento. In one fell swoop, we went from, because let me tell you why I know. We have a partner where we get those drugs for a flat fee of $60 a month, pretty much. If you go to our website and you look at Kev Perks, we have a group that can get you your prescription drugs at an extreme discount. I'm not talking about one of these cards you hand to the pharmacy. I'm talking about your recurring drugs. My father-in-law, who passed away, was paying, $700-$800 for $60. He was getting his drugs. We, as a family, were paying almost $400-$500 a month for prescription drugs. $60 is what we pay. And it's through my buddy. Joe Biden changed it. He was the reason why my friend's business, and God bless him, my friend's doing great, but he's the reason why my buddy Jeff at RX Help Centers is doing so wonderfully. So anyway, if you want to take advantage of that, go to the website. But the reason why I'm playing this is to show you how disjointed these people are. They don't want to answer questions. They don't want to be responsible to you. They're too busy creating havoc in this country. I got to leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.